gonna sound like a mistake. Ah, you see?
An excerpt from Mali 70, directed by Marcus Schmidt, one of the several films lined up for the upcoming 9th African Film Festival this year at Rialto in Auckland. This is Here Now, and I'm Kadhimri Raghukumar. I'm joined today by Festival Director Boubacar Coulibaly. What's changed over the last 9 years when you look at the inception of the festival to the 9th year this year?
Well, we have done quite a lot of, we went through a lot of things. At the beginning, people, anyone you tell them African Film Festival in New Zealand, they say, what is that, New Zealand? Are you serious? And then, but today, this year, I was looking at it the other day, we had 1,930 films through Film Freeway. Okay, some of them did not qualify as African, so therefore we had to get rid of them, and I mean, disqualify them. But the one which still qualify were more than 1,000. From Nigeria alone, the qualifying one was around 126.
Wow.
From South Africa, over 100. From Kenya, over 60. So quite a lot across the entire continent.
Film Freeway is the platform that hosts festival entries. And as far as making choices for the film festival goes, it's been an endless array, and it's easy to see why. With nearly 54 countries, almost every African nation has a thriving film industry.
Every African country, yes, got their cinema, their own cinema industry, the government department of cinematography, which I have been liaising with a lot of them, and many, many African film festivals out there. In almost every country got a film festival.
You're here in New Zealand trying to liaise with filmmakers and trying to build a relationship over 9 years. It couldn't have been easy.
The beginning was difficult. The beginning you have to be tagging on. But what helped us to start with was having a quick partnership with FESPACO. The Pan-African Film Festival in Burkina Faso.
Is that the biggest festival across the continent?
That's the biggest festival in the continent.
And the biannual FESPACO is actually one of Boubacar's favourite memories from 2019 of what it's like to experience African cinema at its grandest scale.
It was set up by all the Francophone countries together. And it was going between countries. So this year in this country and next year in that country. But when you reach Burkina Faso, they say, we can do better. Please leave it with us. So, so that's how they built it up to make it the biggest tourist event in Burkina Faso. But they still made it, gave the ownership to the African countries.
One of the biggest inspirations for the festival each year is finding ways to combat negative perceptions of the continent, largely through media.
Actually, part of our motive of setting up a film festival is the negative news about Africa. Because what is happening is that Africa is 54 countries. If there is war in two or three countries, it's like the whole continent is blowing up based on the news. But which continent is not having a war? It doesn't exist. So that is a reality of it. But at the same time, the news doesn't get into the bottom of the problem. And they do not look at the people, they look at the politics. Okay, so right now, if you will see in the news a lot about the victims of war, for instance, in Democratic Republic of Congo, war in the Sahel, which is the terrorist war, each of those wars are actually sponsored from outside for the resources of Africa. We know that through the film, we know that in reality, but people watching the news do not even think about that. They only say, oh, look at this African countries like this.
Are you the one with the hard punch?
I'm Belete Bagunda. I train women to box. I have a team.
This year's African Film Festival of New Zealand has films from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mauritius, Mali and beyond. One of Boubacar's favourites is this one from DRC, a clip from which you just heard.
Because the women of Congo have suffered so much through the war in Congo, the negativity on that, and the amount of rape which went on. It looked like every Congolese woman is a victim. Sure enough, a lot of women and children of Congo has suffered a lot, millions. The same in the Sahel. But the women as well are fighting back. They are not just victims, and they are fighting back. Oh, we would like them to be fighting. And it's the film, one of the films which is called Fight Like a Girl, is an example of that, where a Congolese guy has set up a boxing club just for the woman.
The festival also has a film by the acclaimed Apolline Traoré called Sira, which is set in Sahel and tells the story of a woman who fights back against abduction in the middle of the desert. Margaret Leniston in Auckland has been helping with the selections for the festival for several years now. Here she is from a clip in 2020.
Even though it's set within the context of Africa and has that feel and that sensuality of, the markets, the busy markets and the very busy urban environments and the different sounds and the busyness and the rawness of the ground and, you know, not the concrete but the earth and things like that come through, that's the sensuality of the film, and that's the common humanity that when people come together for the film festival, if they've tasted Africa, they've touched Africa, they've felt Africa, they've eaten Africa, then that's what the film awakens those kind of senses.
But the challenges around reaching a growing diaspora and wider New Zealand audiences is something that the festival's slowly getting better at over the years, Babakar tells me.
Say the number of Africans are increasing daily. And no matter what you do, you meet someone who had never heard of a film festival. And that's a new challenge for us. Because sometimes we feel, aren't we reaching enough people? So, yeah, there are many people out there who are not aware of a festival. But we do believe that we have reached a lot of people. And we have had a lot of support. But however, we're still a minority in this country. So more Kiwis actually support us than Africans, which is great because... We did it for a cultural exchange, and if we can reach the Kiwis, that's what we want. We want understanding between us in all directions. To fit in the society, we need to understand them, and they need to understand us, and that's what is very, very good.
What would you say would be the top five, your top five picks?
Well, my top five will be 242, will be Mali 70. Documentary-wise, it's very hard to get away from African glory. Sira from Burkina Faso, and Blue Penny from Mauritius Island. If you like suspense, oh my God, you have to go for that one. It's, okay. It's amazing. There are many more there I can keep going, to be honest with you. They are all informative. We selected every film for a particular reason, because I can't see any film there, which is not great.
Babakar Koulibaly telling me about the 9th African Film Festival to be held at Rialto Cinemas in Auckland this year. My name is Kadambri Raghukumar, and every week I bring you stories featuring people from all across the world who live here in New Zealand. You can follow Here Now on all your favourite podcast platforms, from Apple, iHeartRadio to Spotify. And you can also find us on the website of RNZ, where you'll also find videos featuring people that I interview every week. Today's episode was mixed by Jeremy Veal. Thanks for listening.